Jason, J-A-S-O-N, Riggs, R-I-G-G-S. Chief complaint, cough. Number two, congestion. Next number, left elbow pain. Next number, left knee pain. Next number, DJD symptoms. Next number, I've gained 18 pounds. Next number, it's been hard to lose weight. Next number, history of low testosterone. I'm replacement at this time. Next number, has not had a testosterone level check recently. Has had a testosterone level check, which was within normal limits. Next number, recent history of COVID. Next number, recent CT scan for follow-up of his lymphoma 11 years ago showed changes to his lungs consistent with COVID. Next number, has had minimal symptoms related to COVID. Next number, wants to have his heart checked to make sure he can get back into exercise. Next number, has had dizziness off and on since he had COVID. Our patient is a 48-year-old gentleman, married, history of hypertension, blood pressure well controlled, comes in today with cough, congestion, and symptoms of bronchitis. He's concerned about developing pneumonia because he's had pneumonia before, period. In the paragraph, he's concerned about recent history of COVID and the damage that he's done to his lungs. He also has had leg pain, arm pain, left elbow pain after he did painting of the ceiling, but he's concerned about his vessels. And also, he's had dizziness off and on and palpitations with exercise, period. No hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, convulsion, period. Medications reviewed, which at this time includes gabapentin and blood pressure medication. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol, lives in Alaska. They were just here in Cleveland, Texas to get all their belongings together and move to Alaska. Family history, no colon cancer. No diabetes, no hypertension, allergies, no drug allergies except for peanuts and beets. COVID immunization up to date now. Maintenance exam, he needs a colonoscopy, which he'll set up in Alaska. He does have a regular doctor that he sees on a regular basis. And blood work is up to date. He weighs 248 pounds, up 14 pounds, 98%, 98, 16, 84, 150 over 80. Heart positive, swim positive, restored lungs, spherical abdomen, soft TMs are clear. Posterior pharynx is red. Lower mucosa with that lesion. There is also tenderness about the lateral epicondyle left side and some crepitus about lateral knees. Assessment as far as his cough congestion is concerned, the chest x-ray is negative for pneumonia. We'll treat for bronchitis, sinusitis. His strep test is negative. Patient is heading back to Alaska, where he resides. He was treated with, will be treated with Rocephin, 8 milligram now. No, Rocephin, 8 gram now. Decadron, 8 milligram now. Z-Pak, next one is Medrol dose pack. Next one is as far as his leg and arm pain. There's no evidence of PVD. This appears to be all related to DJD and definite epicondylitis / tennis elbow, left elbow. We'll start him on Lofena, L-O-F-E-N-A, 25 milligram, 2 tablets, 3 times a day. Next one is lots of liquid. Next one is looking at his heart. There's no changes in his heart except for mild LVH related to hypertension. Next number, the RVH was noted before, has not changed any. Next number, he's had sleep apnea tests and testosterone levels that are being replaced at this time. No sign of sleep apnea. Next number, carotid ultrasound, which was done for dizziness, looks completely normal. Next number is leg pain and arm evaluation via Doppler study and ultrasound shows no PVD, no sign of DVT. Next number, he did have a small blood clot during COVID. Apparently, it was a superficial phlebitis, did not require anticoagulant except for aspirin. Next number, no evidence of DVT noted. Next number, no damage to the lower extremity noted because of DVT in the past. Next number, his neck shows evidence of lymphadenopathy. Next number, prostate is normal. Slightly enlarged for age, which is normal. He does have some BPH symptoms. Next number, his PSA is within normal limits. Next number, recent CT for follow-up of lymphoma 11 years ago within normal limits. Next number, recommend doing a colonoscopy. Next number, sleep apnea study up to date. Next number, continue with his urologist and testosterone replacement. Next number, lose weight, diet, exercise discussed, especially different types of diet, including Atkins diet. Next number, reevaluate patient's condition. And the next 3 days, if not improved. Next number, all findings were discussed with patient before discharge. Thank you.